Welcome back to Word on the Hills with me, Felicity Sidnell-Reed, my co-host, Gwyn Sheltimer, and our guest this week, poet, broadcaster, and event organizer, Bruce Kaufman. So Bruce, An Evening Absence Still Waiting for the Moon is your fourth collection of poetry. Have you been writing poems all your life? When did you start?
I remember writing. I was a country kid, and I remember the teacher telling us in English class, I believe it was grade 12, that in that 45-minute class, we were going to write a poem, and that was the very last thing that I ever thought I would be doing. But I remember only briefly that it felt okay. It felt way better than I thought it would after being quite resistant to it. But when I really started writing poetry, I believe, was the following year, my first year at university. Found it a way of trying to make sense of everything I was feeling and going through and seeing that,
So what first inspired you, and how did you come to choose poetry as your medium? I mean, did you think about writing other kinds of things?
I can write other things, and I could and did, but it was always, there was something, there was a sense about poetry that, I mean, it felt like it came from a much different place than anything else.
So tell us about your writing process. How do you begin a poem?
I like to write in cafes for some reason, I don't like to write at home. So I like to really ideally begin any writing with a walk, and where I try to shut my mind off and I just go around and try to observe and just take everything in. And then invariably something will capture me for a split second and I'll realize, okay, whatever that image was, wants to be a poem, and I take it wherever I'm going to write, and then I sit down and I kind of picture that image in my head, and then poems arrive, I guess.
Do you feel you begin writing the poem and by reading the ground as you walk? Some people seem to think this way of understanding the landscape and hearing what the landscape has to say and the day and, you know, the moment is something to do with actual walking.
I think that a lot of it has to do with that. I believe that anything can be a poem, and I think anything can be its own poem. And I also think that I'm not going to write the poem, but if I just observe and watch the poem will arrive. It's as if whatever that other thing was wrote the poem. In fact, I don't believe that I even create poetry anymore. I believe I'm just transcribing it. I think I'm just listening. Whatever it's coming, or whoever, or what muse, or whatever it is, I'm just the conduit. I'm just the pen.
Does it come as a finished thing, or when do you know it's finished?
Ideally, it comes as a finished thing, and more often than I think, it comes pretty well complete and pretty quickly. And it seems like when I do edit, what I'm editing is my own cleverness out of it, and just returning it back to what was maybe the poem's original voice. There was somebody famous who said that when asked, how do you know when a poem is done? And the answer is the poem is never done.
I kind of sympathize with that because things don't just arrive and get written on the piece of paper in front of me. I envy you these visitations.
Maybe I'm totally off base. I mean, I'm all over the place. I've been, even recently, I've written a poem about how really we shouldn't revise, we shouldn't edit anything. And I'm not, maybe that raw, naked, with sharp edges and uneven, mismatched words and everything is a more beautiful creation than the polished thing that we roll around in our hands.
Well, it works for you, Bruce. I love your poetry. How about reading us some more?
Okay, yeah, I'd love to read a few more. And I'll go back to the book. First poem I think I'll read, since it's kind of getting to be about that time anyway, is called Canada. I've sat on both sides of the river under two flags, each accepting but claiming not the other, the earth claiming neither, both, I once the foreigner here, I the expatriate, the resident now, but claiming allegiance only to world and self with no sense of estrangement. Yet here there is a difference, a softer texture, a quieter voice, a more gentle heart. I am certain that 10,000 years from today, as they dig up the fossils of our lives on each side, they will notice the softness of those here and will wonder why. This is called When Asked on Your Road to Silence. When asked to write about a glass bowl of fruit on a table, write instead about soil and sky, moisture and root, about mica and heat and form, about diminishing forest, fallen and severed tree. When commanded alternately then to write about simply an idea of a glass bowl of fruit on a table, write instead about ambivalence, self-serving manifestation, eco-ignorance, and fragmented truth. When demanded then after to write about the theory of a glass bowl of fruit on a table, write instead about passive and silent observation, about the unfathomable distance between sight or sound and pen or thought or heart, about the endless soft and image-laden utterings in the fullness of silence, and then about the faltering and failing life of word, and the ever and ultimate simplicity and audaciousness of language. Near the end, I will remember none of this, and in that time will ask forgiveness for the forgetting, even then not knowing what was lost. But in the enveloping darkness and its wave of infinite silence, realizing that surely something was. And I've got one more very short poem, if you have time for it.
Yes, we do.
It's called To Fully Be. To be at the same time so completely unfocused and intuitively aware that you catch the most minute shift of light against any single leaf before even its shadow does.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you again for this opportunity.
It's a pleasure to have you back, and we hope it won't be so long before you come and read for us again.
I'd love that very much.
We've been talking to poet Bruce Kaufman this afternoon. Thank you so much, Bruce, for coming in and telling us about how you've been changing events you organize, keeping the radio show, finding a voice going, and of course about an evening absence, still waiting for the moon, which I think is a lovely title. Where can our listeners purchase An Evening Absence, Bruce?
It's published by Hidden Brook Press, so through them. The other thing I would suggest is that perhaps they go to their local indie bookstores and order them from them, actually, and support your local independent stores. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a bookstore in Kingston which, you know, really supports poetry and has a good poetry section?
Yeah, Novel Idea Bookstore.
Does it? You're lucky. I can't think of one which really has a great collection of poetry around here.
For the size of the store, they've got a very nice selection of poetry. And that's another suggestion, too, because I know they will mail orders from there as well, too. If someone orders from the store, they can be mailed to your area. So Novel Idea Bookstore is the one here in Kingston.
I guess so people can read it online, too.
You can always order online as well.
Yes. So to connect with us, listeners, please send comments, queries, or suggestions for whom we might interview in future programs to our website, www.wordonthehills.com, where all our broadcasts are archived. We love to hear from you and welcome your comments on our programs. Thanks for tuning into the show. We hope you'll join us for another program next week on Northumberland 89.7. Truly Local Radio.